Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and all day we have been talking about, in broadcasting we call it the top of the hour, that's at 8:10 and 7:10, whatever. Candy and I have been talking about the visit, the tour that we took yesterday of the medical examiner's office space and then also the facility. We did see the morgue. We did see the autopsy area. We saw a lot of things that we
saw that they needed a lot more.
Yeah, we saw that they need a lot more space.
Facility.
A much better space. I posted some videos and some and one of our earlier podcasts up on the Facebook page for News Radio if you want to see it for yourself. But you know, all I can really say about this experience for me was, I mean, it was life-altering sounds a little bit strong, but it was. I mean, like, never in my life did I expect to see anything like that, and never in my life do I hope to ever have to see anything like that again. And if I have, I mean, I have so many takeaways. One takeaway is that commissioners who haven't visited the facility or visited it during operations with autopsies going should keep their opinions to themselves about what they need. The only one who really understands this because he's visited it when it's, I mean, because he's himself, he's done them, is Mike Kohler. And to have these other commissioners, Robert Bender, I respect tremendously, but I was told that he visited when they didn't do autopsies. So you can see the condition of the building, but you don't understand the operational limitations of what they have. And Jeff Bergosh, same, visited the building, but didn't see the stuff happening. And it's just a completely different experience of what they need. And Stephen Berry, who pretends to be like the king of Escambia County, won't even visit. Like, you're calling the shots and you won't even visit? What the world? And Lumen May, you know, also, like, go watch. And the reason I say that is because you just can't grasp how inadequate the current facility is, even just by looking at what's wrong with the structure, until you see it in operation. Like, oh yeah, wow, they clearly need a lot more space, and this place is not where they should be doing this at all, for all kinds of reasons that, you know, like I said, Mike Kohler understands, and I think the other commissioners don't understand. 437-1620 is my number. If you have questions, I guess we can try to answer them. I did want to share with you, though, one of the sort of like process-changing things that they had was a new x-ray machine that allows them to x-ray everybody very quickly in about 3 minutes, which is huge time saver for them and helps them know when and when not to actually do autopsies because they find out what they need to know. The other device we saw yesterday was the rapid DNA device.
Unfortunately, state and national resources are all at a higher priority looking at criminal type DNAs, and identification is the low priority, and it would take months and sometimes even years to identify via DNA with an outside source.
Okay.
So we've used this machine. It was actually during
training. Is that because it takes that long to just gather the DNA itself?
Nope.
Or is it because of the database comparison and search and all that?
It's database comparison and availability of a resource like this dedicated just to identification. So they're
okay.
Dedicated to criminal cases and things like that. This is able to take DNA, do familial comparison. If we have a believed to be body, we think we know who it is, that family member can provide their DNA. We have the decedent's DNA, do a comparison.
When there's not enough external markers to identify them visually or
fingerprints.
Okay.
There's no dental. We look at all those things. Medical history,
okay.
If they have had implants or rods and things like that, you can go back and do x-ray comparison. But we had a case. Actually, during training, we've had this online about a month, Chrissy, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
During training, we had it was an unidentified person that we had from Escambia County.
Mm-hmm.
There was a missing person report from 2019. We worked with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chrissy did, and we put the two together, got a DNA sample from the mother and DNA sample from the decedent, and 99.99% certainty that that's who that decedent was, and we're able to give that mother closure. She was able to bury her daughter, you know, not a happy ending, but closure.
You got the answer you needed.
Yes.
And this device made that possible?
This device made that possible.
In a shorter time frame or possible at all, or
with,
both?
With familial, and to do a comparison DNA sample, you have a result in 90 minutes.
And it would have been months.
Months or years, if ever.
Because of the low priority for that.
Because of the low priority. We had tried different resources, mm-hmm. Both state with FDLE, national through FBI. They contracted with University of North Texas, but they wouldn't do this type of work because of the low priority. They had other higher priority things that their resources were dedicated to.
UNT had stopped taking cases for quite some time, and FDLE has restricted which DNA they're comparing it to. So this machine can test more than just a mom or a dad or something. You can test siblings, or you can test other relatives. The further out you go, the less accurate it becomes. But if you can get multiple family members, then you can compare those profiles as well.
Because if it's a high match for most of them, then you know it's a match.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. And some of the cases, you know, we have one that we need some additional training on the machine, mm-hmm. because it depends on the type of DNA that you have, whether it's flesh or bone, mm-hmm. or tooth. They all have to be prepared differently, and so we have some additional training. But we have another case that we're waiting. We think we have a good opportunity to provide that same closure for an unidentified body that we have.
And how much was this device?
That device was $265,000.
Okay.
The county's funded it in our budget this year, and it already made a difference.
Right.
Because they were already able to identify someone that they weren't previously. Because, not because the technology doesn't exist, because the backup of who can do it, and it's not a high priority thing because it's not a crime related to it, or at least I don't think so. That was Dan Schabler, the operations manager for DOMS, Discord Medical Examiner, and Chrissy Neaton, who is a chief investigator and one of the people we spent a lot of time with yesterday. She's just fabulous. Dan Oleski.
I love
fabulous.
Them all. Oh, no, yeah, they are wonderful people.
And by the way, just a quick note before we take a traffic is, you know, the county has funded like that device, and then the CARES Act funded the rapid X-ray machine. So it's not that the county is not doing anything right. But the dragging of their feet on this facility is
right. They've applied.
Mind-boggling and baffling.
They got an impact grant too. It's hard. Yeah. It's weird that they have to beg for stuff when
from
they're
charity,
running four
right.
counties.
Exactly. For this and key law enforcement function.
Yeah. What so. Andrew hasn't said, like, it looked like a MASH unit. You know, if you're watching the TV show
yeah.
MASH, except the bodies were dead
right.
already, and there was so many of them, and that was just a Tuesday.
That was just Tuesday, an above average Tuesday, but a. Yeah,
still, they say
the
Mondays,
week.
Like yesterday, was way worse. The traffic, okay, traffic is not backed up anymore on Gulf Beach Highway. NAS front gates running a little bit smoother. 437-1620, if you have traffic tips, it's brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. And I believe Chip and Stacy are actually going to be joining us just a little bit later on Pep Talk, starting at 10. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you have a vehicle that needs to be worked on, especially an import, you know, a Porsche, Mercedes, a BMW, Genesis, Jaguar, a Lexus, you don't have to go to the dealership. That's a common misconception that you have to go to the dealer. You do not. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service. That will save you the time of the repair, at the cost of the repair, and the time having to go often to Mobile to get to the dealership, whatever. They will take care of your diesel engines. If you got diesel engines, you think maybe that's something I have to go to the dealership for. No. Bobby Likas works on those all the time. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them sick. Like, that's kind of the idea. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Yeah, just to finish this up, and I have posted some videos up on our Facebook page and a podcast from earlier today where we spent a lot of time talking about our experience there. All I can tell you is I came away from it with a profound and horrified new level of respect for what these folks do and deal with and see and smell. I just can't even convey to you the... Even now, it's been almost a day, and even now I still have mental... Like, you know how you can remember things? That I remember that smell, and it's just awful. But here's the reason that matters is because people are doing this work to prosecute cases, to identify causes of death in this completely inadequate facility where family members might have to come in and identify a loved one at the most traumatic moment of their lives, and they have to walk into a place where it's awful. It's just not the kind of place you want them to have to go into and then have to see what's happening and to smell what's just all of it. you know, and, you know, to see cooler space that is shared by multiple agencies. Shared so much so that, like, you have different qualities of body bags, okay? Some are very, very good, like the medical examiner's office uses these ones that are very durable, and they even have ones for, you know, sort of ordinary corpses and then ones that are for, like, decomposed, so they're much more robust even. And then, you know, like the Sacred Heart one just happens to be very thin and flimsy because that's people who died in the hospital and just get moved downstairs, okay? So it's understandable, but the reason I bring that up is because, you know, when, like, the funeral directors write these letters and they say, well, you know, the bags were leaking or something like this, well, most likely that was from one of these thin, flimsy ones and not the MEs. I get why the funeral directors would make that mistake, but I also get why it wasn't the ME that did this. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. And so this whole business of this concocted, ramped up attack against the medical examiner's office by Stephen Berry with these funeral directors who have now all to varying degrees backed off their story, and then to send those letters to the county as opposed to the FDLE overseeing medical examiner's board, and then to have Jeff Bergosh publish them, and to have, you know, this active effort to mischaracterize and really defame somebody who is a crucial law enforcement officer. Like, it's just, all of it is so frustrating. And there's a part of me, honestly, Candy, there's a part of me that wishes I hadn't seen and smelled what I saw yesterday and observed this. I mean, I can never forget it. But now that I have, it's infuriating. The whole thing is so infuriating.
Not necessarily in the business. I was not a medical examiner or assistant or anything, and I did take funeral classes, so I'm used to stuff kind of like that. And granted, it was quite a few years ago. But again, it is just mind-boggling. They expect these people to perform these services. Yeah, it's a law enforcement thing, and they just like, oh, go at it. Over four counties?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Plus, the law enforcement officers, like the regular police who are there for their cases, are also there. So they're there.
And you know, I know if you see some of the stuff they do, you might think, well, that's just, I mean, it is not
like you see on TV.
Right.
It's completely different.
But listen, they are trying under limited space, limited personnel, you know, cramped, horrible conditions with too many bodies to have to deal with to get through it all.
Yeah, too many dead bodies to get through it all.
Yeah, and like I said, anyway.
And they were very professional.
They were,
everybody
incredibly so. And all,
work,
like, really
friendly.
The most delightful people, frankly. Just, like, wonderful. You think, how can you do what you do? But they do, and I'm so glad that they do, and I don't have to. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, we're talking trash, specifically bulk waste.
Starting July 1st, 2023, bulk waste service will be called for pickup. You can schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included and no additional charge.
You may schedule a free bulk waste pickup or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee by calling customer service at 850-476-0480. Check out ecua.fl.gov for more information.
Know what to throw, 850.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, service repairs, and electrical, same thing. But you want to make sure that when you pick up the phone, you make a call, you get good quality installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee, good quality products. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. And in fact, right now, they've got a couple of special offers. One is $1,000 off of Briggs & Stratton whole home generators right now. So, like, right on the verge of, you know, we're in hurricane season, but, of course, the heavy part of it comes a little bit later. Yeah, get them now before it's a problem, right? Free sewer camera inspections, and then if they need to do repairs and you have them do repairs, that's $250 off. Also, they're hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC techs and plumbers, and they are serving Baldwin County now. So if you want to learn more, again, any heating, air conditioning, or electrical need, Peden at PEADEN.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, come out of our west, y'all.
A26 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this bright, shiny Wednesday morning. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. It looks like the front gate is a little bit easier to get into. The back gate was backed up a little earlier this morning, but it looks like that's done too. Hey, if you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Pope Francis headed into the operating room today. The Vatican says he's having abdominal surgery.
A laparotomy is an open abdominal surgery, which the Pope's medical team decided was necessary, quote, over the past few days because of, quote, painful and worsening symptoms from a hernia.
Ann Thompson from NBC News. This comes as Pope Francis has had recent medical issues. He'll be in the hospital for a few days, but still has a busy travel schedule ahead this year with planned visits to Portugal and Mongolia. Air quality alerts in 17 states today. All this because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfire. States as far south as Kentucky and Tennessee reporting dense smoke. This is from the fires burning near Quebec and Canadian fire crews working to put those out. And five alleged mobsters have been arrested in connection with some multi-million dollar jewelry heists in Manhattan. The FBI says all of these alleged mobsters have links to the Gambino and Lucchese crime families in New York. Video shows the crew disguised in construction gear robbing a jewelry store in January. That store, known as the Jeweler of the Stars, for loaning diamonds to celebrities. And also they're charged in another heist last month.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. So the World Series of Baseball, the college World Series of Baseball, is going on. And oh, my God. The Iowa Hawkeyes were playing Indiana State in a game over the weekend. And, yeah, so this is one of my all-time favorite baseball videos, and I hope I can describe it to you accurately after we listen to the call.
Put himself in a hole.
Oh, this one's hit well. Out to left field. Pottinger at the wall. Oh, he did it again! Get out of town!
So the fielder, Adam Pottinger, robbed him over the wall of a home run that he had done before to the same guy.
Home run of the weekend. No, he doesn't have it. Oh, he faked everybody out.
He pretended to caught the ball, and then he's running away from the wall with the glove closed, like, yeah, I got it. And then he kind of stops, and he's like, I don't got it. So the runner had thought that he'd been robbed. He'd already turned back around to, like, go to the dugout or whatever. And everybody in the whole place, because he did. He actually did rob, I think it was that same guy, exactly the same way previously.
Sure.
Oh, he faked everybody out. Everybody in the entire stadium thought he caught it, but it's a home run for Frazier.
Yeah, he even had a smile on his face. You love the effort. He knew exactly where it was. It looked like it went in his glove and maybe came out as the glove went over the fence.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, yeah, it was him. He had robbed him in their previous regional matchup of a home run just like that. And that guy had to be, like, fuming when
yeah,
he
I'm
thought
sure.
he'd caught it again.
I know.
And so you can't even celebrate the home. But look, in baseball, there is this. Now, this one is not for any point. It doesn't change the game at all. But there's this long history of deception and, you know, ball tricks and hiding balls and things like that. So I admired it. I thought it was fabulous spur of the moment thinking to pretend to have it and to geek everybody. I found it very entertaining. So well done, young man. You've got a future career with the Savannah Bananas. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
A woman charged after a traffic stop yesterday. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Three more Republicans are in the presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announcing his campaign last night in New Hampshire.
We have leaders who have shown us over and over again that not only are they devoid of character, but they don't care.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced their campaigns this morning. The air quality is bad from Detroit to D.C. to upstate New York because of wildfire smoke from Canada.
Here in New York City, you can see a haze when you look up at skyscrapers. And if you're outside very long, it starts to bother the eyes and the throat. Some tourist attractions have closed off outdoor areas and are offering masks to those who want them. The EPA says reduced visibility is also to be expected as the smoke is expected to linger for a few days in the Northeast.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fires have been burning for weeks in Canada, but the weather now is bringing the smoke south at lower altitudes. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 79. Partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. A woman facing drug trafficking charges. This is after a traffic stop yesterday. 44-year-old Amanda Rutherford was pulled over on Palafox, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office says she was charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, taken to the Escambia County Jail. There's been multiple house fires recently in Pensacola, and that's a good reminder to make sure your smoke alarms are working at your house. If not, you could get a free replacement from the Pensacola Fire Department or Escambia Fire Rescue.
They say the risk of dying in reported home structure fires is 55% lower in homes with working smoke alarms. So, you know, that's something that we see in parts of our community, and certainly want to get that reminder out there to everybody.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, he says the investigation into those two recent fires on Tippin Avenue and Zaragoza Streets is still ongoing. The California Department of Justice says the state of Florida is behind the decision to send migrants from Texas to Sacramento, California this week. And their Attorney General Rob Bonta says the migrants had documents linked to the Sunshine State, blaming Governor Ron DeSantis for the move.
Politics is about helping people, not hurting people. We have a whole state who has an official policy led by a governor who wants to be president, where they are trying to score political points on the backs of human beings and people. And it's disgusting. It makes my blood boil, and it's completely wrong.
And Bonta says that the migrants were approached by employees of Vertol Systems, who he thinks was hired to carry out and implement Florida's voluntary transportation program. The Florida Division of Emergency Management has confirmed that the state was involved, but they say the relocations were completely voluntary. More Floridians could soon qualify for a program designed to protect homes from hurricane-force winds. We get more from Joe Ford.
Governor DeSantis recently signed legislation to add $100 million to the My Safe Florida Home Grant Program. It'll also expand the services to communities statewide starting next month. Homeowners will be able to apply for up to $10,000 to put towards replacing their roofs, garage doors, and windows. With the expansion, the program will be able to fund an additional 10,000 residents. Applications are available on MySafeFLHome.com. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And a group of mothers based in the state of Florida being called an anti-government extremist group. That from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that's what they said yesterday about the group Moms for Liberty. The SPLC claims that the group fuels right-wing hysteria and makes the world a less safe place for students. The SPLC also criticizing the group for an effort to remove books from school libraries. A bill bringing mandatory safety inspections for Florida high-rises due to be signed any day now by Governor Ron DeSantis. That legislation coming in the aftermath of the Surfside condo collapse. It would require high-rise buildings over three stories tall be inspected once they reach 30 years old.
To have these inspections and to possibly prevent that from happening. Obviously, you know, there's some problems that you may not be able to see that aren't you're not able to detect.
And that is Tim Tolbert, the Escambia County's Building Services Director. And after that 30 years, then inspections would be required every 10 years. It's 8:35 at News Radio. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And the good news is it's not bad this morning. We had a gate backup at the front gate of NAS in the back gate earlier this morning, but it looks like they have both been cleared. I'm not showing any other slowdowns, but certainly if you have a traffic tip, text them in 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures warming up into the mid-80s. As we head overnight, we're going to be staying warm with temperatures dropping into the 70s. Pattern continues as you go into your Thursday, temperatures warming up slightly into the upper 80s, chance of an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm, overnight temperatures dropping back in the 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Today, on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9, they'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Jackson's and Angelina's Cooking Class, Father's Day, the Fish House Beer Fest, Juneteenth, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Your money now. Markets up this morning. The Dow up 24, 26 at 33,597.54. S&P 500 up 957 at 4,293.42. The NASDAQ up 73, 23 at 13,349.79. Our 10-year bond rate today is up just slightly, 3.71%. Gold prices down this morning, down 590 at 1,975.60. Silver prices up, though, at 2,373. The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to freeze assets of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Federal regulators asking a court to issue a temporary restraining order on Binance. The SEC accusing the company of ignoring U.S. laws and evading regulatory oversight. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf are merging, the once rivals combining into a new yet-to-be-named company. The agreement also includes the DP World Tour, which is the European PGA. And Governor Ron DeSantis signing a law taking aim at big tech. The law requires search engines like Google to get permission before it can collect and sell user data. It's scheduled to take effect July of next year. The governor says the measure creates privacy protections for residents by giving them control of their personal data. 8:39, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's a language one, and it might be too small of a subject. Okay, it might be too small of a subject. I don't know. We'll find out. And it might be the kind of thing where I ask the question, and Candy's like, "Well, this is the answer." I'm like, "Okay." So we might be done quick with this frivolous one. Okay, but 437-1620, 437-1620. Here's the question. This came in a conversation with my wife the other day, and she was somehow or other we were talking about music. Okay, and she basically says, did you own that record? And I'm like, well, no, I had it on CD. And she's like, well, that's not what I meant. I meant, did you own the record? You know, the 8 songs by, I don't remember who it was, Led Zeppelin, whatever. Right. Okay, and I think I was talking to her about what she owned in terms of music, and I discovered that for my wife, if she says the record, she means, like, 1984 by Van Halen is a record.
Right.
She doesn't mean a piece of vinyl that's 12 inches in diameter that runs at 33 1/3 RPMs. Now, to me, the name of the intellectual property, like the songs in order with cover art and, that's an album.
That's an album, right.
That's right.
Right.
But she was convinced that an album is the vinyl. Like, the album is the physical thing.
I guess it is. Yeah,
and
she's
so,
right.
So my question is, what's the right word for the artistic product? What do you call that? And is the album the music and the ideas, or is the vinyl or the record, or what are the right words here? And this is kind of my question for you. Now, Candy, I said, it seems like you kind of agree with me that the album, like, the million copy, it's a gold album, even
right,
if it's 500,000 copies on vinyl, 500,000 copies on CD, and 14 on Spotify or whatever, but is that how you use that word?
Yeah, absolutely. Album, record, and I collected them, and I kind of miss that. Like, that is one of the things that you do miss about vinyl, is you could go through, you could read the notes and see what this and this and this and the pictures, and I'm on, like, I
the
and
art,
a couple of cover
the
arts.
Art,
yeah.
Two things that people are gonna forever miss about albums, about vinyl records, is they're gonna miss the art. Mm-hmm. Because the CD is not the same, and they don't even do that anymore. And then it's, of course, the order of the songs.
The CDs are similar, but it is. Right. There's like a whole package. And if it's not a box set, which is more than one album, then it's an album. Yeah, because it's a whole one thing, I think. Yeah.
All right. Somebody here says, the right words are whatever your wife says they are. Duh. You've been married how many years and you don't know this? Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay, that's the answer.
That's fair. That's fair.
Danny is right.
There should all.
Yeah. I love
no,
her.
you're right, sweetie. I got that one wrong. Anything else you want to be right about right now?
Same, Danny. Same.
Somebody here says, it's a record. To me, an album is a bunch of records together. Oh.
And that makes sense, too.
Or like a photo album, but we're using those things differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Album is the collection of songs. Oh, here from an expert, by the way, a local musician expert, John Hutchinson. He says, an album is the collection of songs, not the format, like a photo album. Okay. So an album is it's a song album.
Right. That's true.
All right. I'm with you. That's somebody here says,
And in the order they come in, too, because, like, Led Zeppelin 4, for example.
Somebody says they do some kind of an internet program, and this is why I do my classic rock program, is to share all these call points. Love it.
That's true.
With all the vinyl and the pictures and the concert and the signatures, you know.
Absolutely.
And all. Can't sign your Spotify. 437, that's fantastic. 437-1620. Yeah, so I knew that was kind of a smallish one, but I wanted to ask because I wanted to, kind of like the lids inverted or not, I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy.
Mostly, sure. And I you go home and tell Danny she was right.
Absolutely. Yeah. We don't even podcast this hour. No, there's no evidence of the opposite.
I know, right? I'll take that part out. But no, like I played Misty Mountain Hop a little earlier. I know that that song won side two Zeppelin 4.
There you go.
Like, you know what I mean? You know the order too and what comes after what. Like Beastie Boys, I Want to Fight for Your Right to Party, Girls goes into that.
Oh my God.
And you know what I mean? You have to. And that's me.
And okay,
and I'm
crazy. You'll know this. Okay. First of all, the albums that you listen to over and over and over again, of course, when you hear a song on the radio and the next song doesn't come, it's very disappointing.
Sure, like Queen.
But right. But same for like the end of the side and it doesn't need to be flipped over. That's weird.
Sure.
Also, if it doesn't have the clicks, hisses, and pops that your record has, doesn't sound right. And finally, can I say it this way? If you ever made a mixtape, you created your own album. And so when the song doesn't follow the song that was on your mixtape, it's like, you know, what's going on here? Oh, and somebody here says, but what about the 45? Well, the 45
what's
is...
What's a 45?
I don't know. You're old, whoever this is.
Just kidding. I had all the 45s.
Same here.
Absolutely, I did.
Speaking of which, it's 8:45 on News Radio 90... Sorry, I thought that'd be funny.
Those are small
head.
Records, y'all.
All right. Candy's so, got traffic on the fives.
Google it, kids. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. That's KNOX. And that's their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. KNOX. Knox knocks them out. Good news is we're not showing those delays. It was backed up at the front gate for a good portion of the morning, and it looks like that's certainly cleared up now. And a prescribed burn at Eglin still causing some visibility issues in that area if you're headed that way. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I'm going to regret this decision, but I'm about to make a comment that I will regret, but here goes. For anybody who's under, I don't know, 25, 30, sure. They're probably thinking, do you mean like a playlist?
Yeah, but like the artist playlist. It's like the director's cut. Like you want to see it? The producer's playlist.
What are they talking about?
Does
he mean a playlist? Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, and you should, like, if I ask you the question, do you love your car? I mean, just answer in your own head. Okay, you don't have to yell at the radio. Do you love your car? If the answer is yes, fabulous, good for you, happy for you. If your answer is no, Andrew, let me tell you. Okay, well, you fix it by going and getting a new one, right? That's exactly what Frontier Motors is there for. When, you know, you get your new car, you know, I mean, new to you, doesn't have to be new, but, you know, it's new to you. You get that car and you're very excited. And then the car ages and you do too, but, you know, at different paces. And so you're like, and then eventually you're like, and finally you're like, right? That's the phases of the car relationship. And that's fine. When you get to the phase or slightly before that, you go to Frontier and you find a new one to go, about. See, when your car is, go get it. That's, I'm sorry. I'm in a weird mood today. Anyway, Frontier Motors has good quality cars, 1, 2, 3 years old, low miles, great condition. The kind of cars that you can be excited to be driving again. And you should. You spend a lot of time in your car. You should enjoy the experience, not just endure the experience. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay said hi.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Last day, Capricorn 29s. Year of the City, 2274. Carousel begins.
Good morning. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is kind of an interesting development in the whole Target saga business with, you know, having the displays that were pro-transgender and then getting a lot of pushback on that, watching what happened to Bud Light, moving those displays back in the store or, you know, out of the store. In any case, they've now gotten a letter sent to them from 200 different acronym groups demanding that they restock it, reprioritize, and push it back to the front of the line, basically, because how dare you? You know, which is what I said at the time. Like, you put your right foot in, then you get smacked, and then you put your right foot out, and then everybody's angry at you. But they are saying restock all the Pride merchandise, both in store and online, ensure the safety of Target employees, and release a statement reaffirming your commitment to the LGBTQ plus community within 24 hours or else. And it says, when it comes to advancing, this is from the LGBTQ coalition, when it comes to advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion, there is no such thing as neutrality. Hey, we agree. How many times have I told you this? There's no such thing as neutrality on these subjects. You can't, because if you don't feature it in exactly the same level of prominence as you would feature anything that would relate to straight people, for example, or, you know, cisgender people, or whatever the alternatives are, the various, you know, letters, then you are demeaning and disrespecting. In fact, I think most of the advocates would say, if you're not overemphasizing these things, you're not doing enough to counterbalance the historic injustice of the oppression of those people. You know, you say, you watch any TV show these days and you think, like, there's six characters in this TV show and one's always gay, right? Like, these days, it kind of seems that way. You say, well, it can't be that one in six people are actually gay. No, it's not, but they feel like, A, representation, and B, you got to overcompensate for all the years of underrepresentation, right? That's their theory, okay? So if you're not exactly equal, then you're part of the problem. There's no neutrality. And if you're not over, you're probably still part of the problem. So I actually agree with them about that, that there is no way to be neutral. This is why we're having these fights about bathrooms and schools and all this other stuff, is because neutrality is a myth on these things. There's no neutral. There just isn't a neutral space. They went on to say, Target and all businesses can leverage the support of LGBTQ+. I don't know why you decide to be plus, not plus, Q, not Q, I, A, S, 2, whatever. Everybody has different acronym string. Serious, I'm not, I mean, I'm joking a little bit, but it's true. You know, some do and some don't have the various parts. Nobody knows what the official acronym string is these days. Anyway, in support of these organizations to navigate this hate so that together we can let extremists. Who's the extremists? I mean, just, you know, like, who's really pushing an extreme agenda here? Those of us who believe in, you know, two God-given genders and all the alternatives. Anyway, we can let the extremists know unequivocally that just as with every other failed anti-LGBTQ plus campaign of the past, fear will not win. Meanwhile, in case you didn't see this news yesterday, Judge Hinkle, who has been at the center of a lot of controversies, Judge Hinkle has said that the Florida law that Governor DeSantis signed in banning all kinds of transsexual treatments for children is actually unconstitutional and doesn't have justification. But he's only put the stay in, or he's only struck it down for the three families that have been suing. This is the puberty blockers case and hormone therapy to prevent them from, for example, progressing in their ordinary gender development. And he says the elephant in the room should be noted at the outset. Gender identity is real. The record makes this clear. This is Judge Hinkle. The medical defendants speaking through their attorneys have admitted it. At least one defense expert has also admitted it. And he says there has been and still is substantial bigotry directed at transgender individuals. Common sense confirms this, as does a Florida legislator's remarkable reference to transgender witnesses at a committee hearing as mutants and demons. Remember, that was Webster Barnaby. OK, he does not speak for us all. And Judge Hinkle goes on. And even when not based on bigotry, there are those who incorrectly but sincerely believe that gender identity is not real, but instead just a choice. This is, as noted above, the elephant in the room. Response from Randy Fine, Representative Randy Fine, says it's clear that Democrat Judge Hinkle, nominated by Clinton, by the way, is a science-denying wokist whose radical order will soon be overturned by jurists who actually believe in science. We will not stop fighting to defend children from those like Hinkle who support child castration and mutilation, Randy Fine's terms. Yeah, hard to think. Where's the neutral on this, you know? Where is the neutral on this? Do you allow children or not allow children, right? That's the idea. And again, if you think that this is good for kids, you fight to protect it for them. If you think that this is a horrible violation of children, then you fight to oppose it. There's, you know, what would your neutral be? There's no neutral. 437-1620. So I'm sure this will be appealed, and then we'll see what the appellate levels say about this. But certainly a very sternly and strongly worded opinion by Judge Hinkle that this law that was just signed into existence is itself unconstitutional and illegal. Candy's got traffic on the five.
This is brought to you by Scott's Outdoors. They're in Jay, and they invite you to join Matt Gaetz in his legislative update this Friday, 5:30. You can RSVP at gaetzlegupdate.eventbrite.com. We're watching the front gate NAS backed up this morning, but it looks like that has been clear. Not showing a lot. 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola, 3 Mile Bridge, the General Jappy James Bridge. Not showing any delays. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Hey, look, if you are, you know, we talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time for selling homes, and she's great at it. I mean, 230 homes sold last year. That's crazy. I mean, that's amazing, right? And at any given moment, she's got a dozen or so that are kind of under contract or working, and, you know, she's going to break that record this year for sure because she's already on track to do that. But sometimes I kind of emphasize the sell side because she's so good at selling them quickly for great prices and all that I'd fail to emphasize the value to you as a home buyer. As a buyer, especially as a first-time buyer, like if you're thinking about buying your first home because you're tired of renting, you want to move up, whether you're renting a house or renting an apartment, whatever, this is the place where her expertise can really benefit you because she will help make sure that all the things you don't know, she knows. And all the things you don't even know to ask, she knows to ask. And then once you settle on one that you want to get, she can help you get it because she's very good at understanding the seller's perspective, which means she will counsel you on, hey, this is how much you need to offer. This is what we can and can't negotiate on. And yes, this is a home worth getting, so go ahead and do it. She's just, I mean, she's fantastic at that. So whether you're buying or selling, especially if you're a first-time buyer, give her a call, 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Get your news.
All right. We've been talking quite a bit about the medical examiner's office. Will Escambia County Commissioners visit during actual autopsy operations?
Please, I hope so.
Will they properly fund this new facility that really needs to be a standalone in Santa Rosa County?
Please.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd certainly hope
they
so.
Need,
and I, you know,
need room and help.
I don't know what kind of repentance would look like for Stephen Barry and Jeff Bergosh over some of this stuff, but it needs to happen. Chris Christie, does he have a chance now that he's officially in the race?
You don't think so? I do.
I just, I can't see it. I don't see Republicans who never thought of him as a particularly conservative guy, and with some of his like anger stuff in the past. I just don't see it. He'll be entertaining on the debate stage.
He's great on the debate stage.
Mike Pence also jumped in officially now with a video that is set to the Muzak of the Elevator Church channel.
Oh, come on.
No, tell me I'm wrong.
You're absolutely correct. I think he has a better chance than Christie.
I think so, too.
I mean, you know,
what I'm seeing a lot more is people kind of hypothesizing what would be the matchup of DeSantis with whom, right? And, you know, I suppose if Liv and PGA can reconcile, Liv Golf, maybe DeSantis and Trump can reconcile. But I'm hearing a lot of, like, you know, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, or Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott. Stream us.